Maple Ridge Council has endorsed the city's first climate action plan, and it's getting endorsements from the community's climate change activists. Kirk Grayson, the past president of the Maple Ridge Climate Hub, has been pushing for local low-carbon initiatives for years, and said her group is really pleased with the city's new plan. In my opinion, it's very thorough, and they really listened to organizations like ours and Hub Cycling, she said. The plan called Resilient Future 2050, moving boldly toward low-carbon resilience, intends to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, build climate resilience, and support sustainable growth. The plan outlines 5 bold moves, supported by 58 concrete actions, the city says will strengthen infrastructure, protect natural assets, enhance transportation and buildings, and support a sustainable local economy. There are in it more than 80% of the actions are scheduled for implementation within the first 5 years. The Resilient Future 2050 plan reflects the input we received from residents and interest groups, supports Council's climate leadership and environmental stewardship priority, and puts Maple Ridge on a clear path toward a low-carbon, climate-ready future, said Mayor Dan Ruamy. It's about protecting our natural environment, supporting our rural and urban communities, and making smart, proactive investments in sustainability. The 5 bold moves are: address critical climate risks with and for the community, enhance city infrastructure, natural assets, and services for climate readiness, encourage zero-carbon and high-efficiency buildings, foster sustainable and active transportation choices, support a low-carbon resilient economy and agriculture. Grayson said she likes that each bold move contains specific targets, which she called important and necessary, to such a plan. Other highlights of the plan include metrics for sustainable transportation, energy-efficient buildings, and increased tree canopy coverage to guide progress through to 2050. Actions range from promoting electric transportation, building retrofits, and even exploring carbon sequestration incentives for rural landowners. The process was shaped by 3 phases of public consultation between 2023 and 2025, and feedback from the city's appointed Climate and Environment Advisory Committee. Grayson doesn't buy the argument that Maple Ridge can only have minimal impact on a global problem. People will argue that it's a drop in the bucket, but if you don't have myriad people putting drops in the bucket, then you will always have an empty bucket, she said. Grayson said North Americans have enjoyed affordable energy by burning carbon for a long time. It behooves us to take leadership now, and I believe that's what Council has done, she said. Kudos to staff, and kudos to Council, for finding the best way forward, she said. The plan itself addresses the role cities can play. Local governments stand at the front lines of climate action, reads the introduction. We deliver the services that protect health, safety, and quality of life, enforce bylaws that shape how we grow and use our land, and steward the natural spaces and resources our communities depend on. The plan notes there are actions already underway, including climate-resilient landscaping, energy-efficient retrofits, buying local produce, and using public transportation. It also talks about the climate change effects we are already seeing, including vulnerability to wildfire and smoke, drought, flooding, and more. Investments for specific actions will be brought to Council for funding approval. Progress will be reported through quarterly updates in the city's community scorecard, integrated into performance indicators, and shared through the city's public channels.